This is your daily news update from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Kyle Ireland. A foundation run by Tennessee billionaires is donating an undisclosed amount of money to send South Dakota National Guard troops to the U.S. border with Mexico. SDPB's Ariel Zients has more.
Governor Kristi Noem is sending up to 50 soldiers to help secure the border in Texas. She says the president has failed to act while South Dakota and other states are negatively impacted by drug and human trafficking. The cost of the mission is funded by a donation from the Willis and Reba Johnson Foundation. The Johnsons are billionaires from Tennessee who have donated more than $1 million to conservative causes. Ian Fury is the spokesman for Governor Noem. He says the donation is going into the Emergency and Disaster Fund at the Department of Public Safety. Fury says Noem sees no legal or ethical problem in letting a private, out-of-state foundation pay for a South Dakota military deployment.
So Governor Noem welcomes any donations that help alleviate the cost to South Dakota taxpayers.
Fury refused to say how much the Johnsons donated. He says disclosing that information is a security risk because it could help people surmise operational details. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling gives tribal law enforcement authority to search and temporarily detain non-tribal members. The unanimous decision comes from the precedence of a Montana case. Joshua James Cooley was found with illegal firearms and drugs in his vehicle on the Crow Reservation in 2016. Mike Thompson is an associate professor of criminal justice at the University of Sioux Falls.
Cooley contested the obtainment of that evidence, arguing that Mr. Saylor, who was a tribal law enforcement officer, he lacked the jurisdiction or the power to detain him once he knew that Cooley was non-Indian.
Thompson says the ruling also confirms the sovereign power of tribal nations.
Of course, the tribal law enforcement officer had jurisdiction to investigate this because he's protecting the health and welfare of tribal members, which is an aspect of sovereignty of the tribe which doesn't rely on a grant of power from Congress.
The Supreme Court ruling prevents local government from taking power away from tribal law enforcement. Virtual town hall meetings and online comments are helping state health officials create regulations for medical marijuana. The most popular question so far involves who qualifies for the medical cannabis program. SDPB's Jacqueline Severin has more.
South Dakota's medical marijuana law takes effect July 1st, but state health officials still need to issue regulations and create a distribution process. South Dakota voters approved the ballot measure last fall. Secretary of Health Kim Molson-Risden says the language in state law is the same as the original initiated measure. She says to get a medical marijuana ID card, a physician must certify that a patient qualifies.
And that definition is a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition or its treatment that produces one or more of the following: cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe debilitating pain, severe nausea, seizures, or severe and persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis.
Molson-Risden says a physician must also certify the patient will benefit from cannabis use. Many comments at the town hall meetings came from people who say those qualifications are too narrow and restrictive. Molson-Risden says the department has drafted a petition process to add to the list of qualifying medical conditions. Two South Dakota physicians need to write letters of support. The petition also needs to include peer-reviewed research showing that medical marijuana provides better outcomes or fewer side effects than current treatments. The state has until October 29th to set up its medical marijuana program. To read the health department's draft rules, go to medcannabis.sd.gov. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacqueline Severin.
The South Dakota Department of Health is taking comments on its medical marijuana draft rules until July 9th. You can email comments to dohcomments@state.sd.us. South Dakota's first medical marijuana dispensary is set to open in Flandreau. The Flandreau Santee Sioux Tribe says it will begin selling cannabis on July 1st, the day that medical marijuana becomes legal in the state. The Sioux Falls Argus Leader reports that the tribe is already accepting applications for medical marijuana ID cards. The tribe's program is independent of South Dakota's new law and the system that the South Dakota Department of Health has until October to launch. The state is also awaiting a court decision on whether recreational marijuana will become legal after its approval by voters in November. South Dakota is setting aside an unprecedented amount of money for residents with developmental challenges this year, but those who work in the field say it might not be enough to fix lengthy wait lists for those who need the services. Statewide, more than 5,000 South Dakotans have some form of developmental disability. The Department of Human Services has allocated an additional $28 million to agencies that provide housing and daily support services. The total allocation is more than $200 million for 2022 fiscal year. Officials with community support providers say the additional funding will allow their organizations to raise wages to stabilize high turnover rates. A state of emergency order signed by South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem will allow producers to begin mowing ditches for hay. A Department of Transportation rule prohibits mowing ditches in eastern South Dakota until midsummer, primarily to provide cover for pheasant chicks. Noem says the mild winter and early spring has put most of the pheasant hatch well behind us, and reports for the upcoming pheasant season look fantastic. Noem says the order signed yesterday will allow producers to immediately gain access to hay for their livestock. The Sioux Falls Municipal Band is ramping up for its 102nd season. The move comes despite a financial setback. Last year, the group was cut from the city's budget. Community members created a campaign called Save Our Band to rally support for the musical group. Christopher Hills is the band master. He appreciates the efforts that have kept the band alive.
It was beautiful. We had so many people just come out of the woodwork saying, if there's anything I could do to help, please let me know.
There are 18 concerts scheduled for this summer. The band has two concerts on Independence Day at Falls Park and the W.H. Lyon Fairgrounds. And in today's weather, we have sunny skies in the west with winds that could gust as high as 20 miles an hour. We can expect sunny skies also in the east with some more gentle winds. Going into tonight, we can expect mostly clear skies across the state with high winds continuing to gust in the west. We have highs in the upper 80s in the west and southeast and 90s in the northeast and central portions of the area. Lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s across the board. Going into tomorrow, we can expect sunny skies and high temperatures to continue. Drought conditions will persist across the state, with highs in the 80s and 90s. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening and have a great rest of your day.